This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Yesterday I asked the question, are you stuck in a rut? And how can I break out of a rut? I think it's all about taking responsibility for your own life. And I said there are three lots of people in our world. The accusers, they're the ones that blame everybody else. The excusers, they have an excuse for everything. My parents made me the way I am. Or the choosers, and that's what I want to focus on again today. They accept responsibility. And in the Proverbs 28:13 in the Old Testament, a man who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful. It's about owning up. So what are we to do if we are to move out of a rut? So stop blaming other people. Stop making excuses, and to assume responsibility. So I think it's great to be a chooser, choose to be happy, choose to get out of that rut and assume some responsibility. It really means, too, that I can believe, I can change. Stop saying I can't and saying I can. If you say I can't, the person says, well, what are you going to do? Here's a wonderful verse from the Bible I think would be good to learn, Romans 12, verse 2. Let God transform you inwardly by a complete change of your mind. And the Apostle Paul, who said that, is saying success starts in your mind. Let's remember Moses. And God said to Moses, look, I want you to do a job. And Moses said, listen, you've got the wrong guy. I'm a nobody. You can't use me. I'm a nobody. And God came to Gideon, and Gideon said, you've got the wrong guy here, Lord. I'm the youngest person in the poorest family of the smallest tribe. So poor old Gideon had an inferiority complex. Jeremiah was another one. When God asked him for a specific task, Jeremiah said, hey, God, I'm just a teenager. So it's nothing new. It's typical. God wants to use us. And sometimes we put up the excuses. And God has to do something to build our faith. And Mark 9, verse 23 in the New Testament says that everything is possible for the person who believes. So getting out of a rut with my reprogrammed mind and a newfound source of strength, there's nothing that God and I can't do. Clarify what you really want. If I want to get out of this rut, where do I want to go? How do I want to change? James 1, verse 8 in the New Testament says, a double-minded man is unstable in all he does. So you've got to clarify things. You have not, James says, because you don't ask. Maybe I've never clarified it. Writing down or typing on your computer. The goals, be specific. A famous psychologist reported that he discovered that through many years of practice that the most helpful thing he could do for people find happiness is to help them establish some personal goals. What are your goals? A lot of people just don't seem to know. Don't wait for the ideal circumstances. A lot of people say, I'm going to change, but the time isn't right. I'm just waiting. Now, that can be a little excuse. Don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. It was the wise man Solomon in Ecclesiastes 11, verse 4, said, if you wait until the wind and the weather are just right, you will never plant anything and never harvest anything. Hey, the farmer doesn't say, well, it's not a perfect crop. I'm just going to wait. Never be perfect. He's just got to plant. And the Living Bible from Ecclesiastes 11, 4 says, if you wait for perfect conditions, you will never get anything done. So whatever you're doing, you've got to do it in less than perfect circumstances for most of the time. So often waiting for those perfect circumstances is not a good thing. Perfectionism, that's another word. It keeps us from doing what is necessary. It's called procrastination. I can't do it perfectly, therefore I'm not going to do it at all. So clarify what you want. Put your personal faith into action. What does God really want me to do? What is my plan? What is he telling me? Heavenly Father, force me to get out of my comfortable rut. Use pressure or pain if you have to. Do whatever it takes. It's not good for me to remain there. Lord, get me out of the rut and give me a new perspective, a vision of what I can become today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.